Your brain repeats what feels rewarding. If good habits don't feel satisfying, then they won't stick, especially for kids. Today, we'll talk about how to celebrate effort, track progress, and build habits that last longer after January. Welcome to Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. All right, y'all. So we're finishing up our series on creating healthy habits. How can you help your young athlete utilize the scientific principles behind behavior change to help them instill effective habits that's going to make them effective not only as an athlete, but as a student, as a productive human being. And of course, hopefully you all as adults are hearing these lessons too. I know they're for everybody. They're not just for kids. As we continue, as we finalize this series, what we're going to focus on is Law 4 that James Clear talks about in his book, Atomic Habits. And the fourth law of behavior change is that good habits, you want to make them satisfying, and bad habits, you want to make them unsatisfying, okay? And so this goes back to the dopamine loop that we talked about in, I believe, the Law 2 as well, is that if something is pleasurable, you get a dopamine hit, get a dopamine spike, it feels good, and then you want to repeat that behavior because we all want to get that dopamine spike again. And Law 2, we talked about how you wanted to pair your effective behavior with some sort of desired, a rewarding outcome. So if I do this habit, I get to do this pleasurable thing. If I finish my homework, I get to watch a show on Netflix, something along those lines. But now what we're talking about here is getting that feedback hit immediately after the behavior that you've engaged in. So this one's a little bit different in the sense of we're trying to not just get ourselves to do the behavior, right? Laws 1 through 3 are really about starting the behavior, getting yourself in the habit of doing the habit, right? The new behavior that you're trying to do. Law 4 focuses more on the long-term behavior change over time, getting you to stick to doing that behavior over time, okay? And so what we want to do is create some sort of like pleasurable experience once you've finished the behavior so that you learn, you want to make it satisfying, right? Now, the problem with that is that we know typically, and then when we're talking about long-term habits, effective habits for your life, unfortunately, often those short-term or immediate gains don't feel pleasurable. So for the simple example, let's say working out. Right, trying to get stronger. After you do a really tough physical workout, it often doesn't feel pleasurable in that moment, right? You have to remember that, hey, this is getting me stronger. Like the outcome, long-term outcome is really good. Like we can all understand what it's going to do for us in the future. But that doesn't mean right here, right now, it feels good. And where it's the exact opposite with bad habits, that the short-term, the immediate thing feels good, even though we know the long-term effect isn't particularly helpful, okay? And so the inherent nature of bad habits being immediately pleasurable and good habits not being immediately pleasurable means works against that dopamine feedback loop. And so what we're trying to do here is create an instant satisfaction after doing the good behavior so that you get that little dopamine spike and you're willing to keep doing that behavior over time. And so one of the ways that you can do that is by creating an instant reward for yourself for doing a new habit. And what you're focusing on here is the effort of doing it. So let's say as a young student athlete, you're trying to get them to do their homework more easily, right? The habit is as soon as you get home from work, knock out your homework or home from work, home from school. Okay. The new habit, you're trying to get home from school, immediately do your homework. Okay. What you want to do is create some sort of system where the effort of actually doing the homework, the doing of the work, even though that is by itself is not pleasurable, there's some sort of reward you get for doing it. So for example, making sure that the reward is something that's aligned with the behavior. And what I mean by that is in everyday life, if you're trying to lose weight, let's say, and you've done one of your behaviors that you're trying to do is go to the gym 5 days a week. Each time you go to the gym, you get to check the box, right? You have a little tracking system, you check it. And at the end of the week, if you have your five, you get something. All right, so for an athlete, this might look like, all right, if you did a young student athlete, if you did immediately came home and did your homework, right? You get to check, put a sticker right on the chore chart type of thing. You check off, you put it in your habit tracker, right? And if you get a certain amount of those, there's some sort of ultimate reward you're trying to gain, something that they want, whether that's a monetary thing that you're trying to buy them, or they want maybe a new bat or some piece of sporting equipment for their sport. Or it could be a night going to the movies or something along those lines. But the goal, like the immediate reward and following the behavior, is getting that check mark or that sticker to prove that they did the work. Okay. And you can, when we're creating behaviors here, we're not just creating habits for getting homework done or doing workouts. This could also be some sort of mental toughness reward after making a mistake. And if your child is working on not getting down in the dumps, for instance, is not like putting their head down and letting their body language flag and be all mopey after a mistake, maybe you're rewarding, hey, for every time after a mistake that you hold your head high, you take a deep breath, you know, you earn a check mark, you earn a, you know, something, right? That's okay, great job. And so once they earn that reward, then they start seeing the long-term benefits of that new behavior, okay? And so, again, if the new habit is, hey, I want to do my homework immediately after school, the reward might be I get to watch one episode of my favorite show or something along those lines. All right, so the important thing here as coaches and parents is that rewards should support the behavior, right? The identity that they're trying to create for themselves. So I'm someone who takes care of my body or my schoolwork or my preparation, right? We've been talking about through this series of the idea of being a career athlete or something along those lines, right? So you want to make sure that whatever the reward, ultimate reward is, it's aligned with the overall behavior change that you're trying to make. Again, so maybe they're earning money towards a new bat or a new sports equipment or something that they care about that goes back into what that habit is trying to support. So if it's schoolwork, maybe they get a new backpack or something along those lines. So just trying to reinforce that when you do this small habit, it leads to the outcomes that you want in big picture. Okay. Now, often when we're trying to change our behavior and build new healthy habits, there's often bad habits that we're trying to avoid. And for many goals that you're trying to achieve, there's behaviors you're trying to avoid, right? So something as simple as if I'm trying to get my homework done, I don't want to look at my phone. By not looking at my phone, we're trying to make doing nothing, right, and more enjoyable. And so something you could also use for this reward system is that every time you avoid doing the bad habit, you enact whatever that reward system is that you've created, okay? And so, again, something like for each day that I sit down and do a half hour homework without being distracted by my phone, I get $1 towards this thing that I'm working towards. Again, you can get creative with what these rewards are, but the goal here is you want to acknowledge the effort it took to abstain from doing whatever that bad habit was, okay? Again, it's going to make it more pleasurable over time. A couple of ideas of what that might look like is, again, as I said, not checking your phone during homework. Each night that the phone stays away, I get a star to my weekly chart, and 5 stars means I get to choose what we eat for dinner, or I get to choose Friday night movie or something along those lines. If you're trying to reward, again, as I mentioned, not hanging their head and getting disappointed after a mistake, like being able to stay focused and upbeat after a mistake or an error. Okay, then when that happens, they get an added tally. And when they finish that, they get a new batting gloves or something like that, right? So there's a lot of ways you can do this. Hey, you've been staying up too late and you're not getting enough rest, so you're tired at school. Okay, so every time you go to bed properly, don't stay up too late. So each time you actually go to bed early, you add a tally to whatever system, and all those tallies go towards, again, some new athletic gear or picking a movie, buying some album, some new music, something along those lines. Okay. So the key here, that one of the ways to create that satisfaction is to track your habit. And we're turning a lot of the reasons why apps are so great, the different apps that people use for tracking their behavior. We'll use a simple example of something like Duolingo when you're trying to learn a language, right? You get rewards. So every day that you show up, you earn something. And if you do a certain amount of days in a row, you get some sort of extra benefit, okay? Gamification works because it's that instant satisfaction of, okay, I did the work, okay? And so creating a streak is, you don't want to break that streak. And so it keeps your motivation going to keep doing the behavior that you should be doing. And so making progress is satisfying, and seeing your visual reminders of progress of doing the work creates clear evidence of your progress. And sometimes it's just the unwillingness to break a streak that is the motivation to keep doing the behavior, that new habit anyway. Okay. So think about in your household, what could a streak look like? Like, what are you trying to do? What behavior are you trying to keep track of? And the most important part is having some visual place somewhere that you can track that habit so that it's in the forefront of your mind. It's visible. You can see it. And it becomes another way to make a new habit satisfying. Okay. So finding ways to create your own gamification can be really powerful. So some examples of trackers that you could use. Again, it could be some sort of simple chore chart, right, that you've used for little kids, okay? Is that, hey, every time you do an extra workout outside of team practice, you get a sticker, okay? And after 30, you get something. So it could be a visual chart somewhere. There's a lot of tracking apps out there these days. But the idea here is we're trying not to break a streak. And that helps build that identity and that. The goal is that you get to the point where that habit, you no longer need the behavior chart. That thing has just become automated. That habit has become something that's just part of your routine, and you no longer have to track it, okay? So a pitcher might track, like, how many days they've completed a throwing workout, like a pitching workout outside of pitching lessons. A runner might track how many miles they've put in, something along those lines, okay? So there's a lot of different ways to do it. But the important part is when you're going through using a tracker is that you are human. And at some point, you're going to break that streak because it's normal. It's natural. You're human. Okay. So while creating streaks can be really beneficial and make a new behavior really satisfying, the matter is sometimes you're not going to do it. And so the trick is that once you've broken the streak is to not miss twice. And because for a lot of people, breaking the streak can create a backslide. And we don't want to do that. And so the trick here is maybe even looking at your, however you've thought about tracking is, hey, how can I only see spaces of one gap? Is that, don't make it two. Okay. And maybe there's a different reward for, okay, if you missed your one day of a behavior you were supposed to do, okay, let's not miss two. Okay. Because otherwise not doing the habit becomes the new habit. And that's not what we want. Right? We want to make sure that we're sticking to it. Another thing to remember is something is better than nothing. And maybe you truly use it. Going to the gym is a good example, just in general. Like, maybe you truly just don't have the energy that day. Maybe something was going on and, like, you are dead on your feet. Well, maybe you're not going to, you can still go to the gym, but maybe instead of doing the weights that you were planning to do, maybe you just get on the bike and ride and do something less stressful, okay? So when you're building a new habit, the goal is be cautious about that all or nothing thinking, is that it's better to do a little bit of that habit or maybe at a lower effort just to do it so that you're building the momentum, you're building that discipline to stick to it anyway. And so sometimes making the most of what you have that day and is reinforces that habit anyway. So you don't always have to give 100% is I'm just building the habit of doing the work anyway. And if even if that work is degraded to like 30% capacity, I'm still showing up and doing something. Okay. And so we want to get away from that all or nothing concept. Thinking for yourselves, even for your athletes, sometimes their body's just tired and exhausted. It's okay. Instead of doing my full 30-minute pitching training that I was going to do, I'm just going to work on my spins, or I'm going to do something easier. Okay, so the goal here is sticking to that habit, even if you can't do the full habit. All right. So the key message here is that rewards aren't bribes, they're feedback. So it tells your brain, this behavior matters and I should do it again. Okay. So we're going to dive into some conversation here, give you some ideas of how to use this information moving forward. But before we do that, I want to just ask you all that if you are enjoying these episodes, this episode in particular, I would ask you to kindly maybe leave a review. If leaving a review is not something that is your jam, if you could subscribe either to the podcast, either if you're listening or if you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe to my channel. Please subscribe to the podcast. Again, what it does is it proves to the algorithms that this is worth listening to, worth watching, and it helps get this podcast into more people's hands. So if you're willing to do that for me, I would really appreciate it. Okay, let's dive into our conversation. Quick reminder of our rules. Remember that there are no wrong answers. Take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize your distractions as best you can. And remember that you can pause after each individual question and discuss it, or listen to all of the questions and just discuss whatever makes sense to you and your situation. Okay? So here's our first question for today. When you finish a habit that you're trying to build, what kind of reward would actually motivate you? Is it something fun, something relaxing? Is it seeing your progress? Okay. Talk about that in your car. And parents, you can share too. Like, what are the types of things that you like as rewards? Or maybe as a family, what's something that you all love to do together? And how can you, because the most meaningful thing is going to be something that's personalized to you. Okay. So talk amongst yourselves, right? What would be some sort of reward after you finish the behavior of the new habit? Okay. Okay. Our second question right now for you, which habits feel the hardest to stick with? And currently in your life, what are the habits that feel hardest to stick with? And this is for the adults listening too. I have my own habits that are particularly difficult for me to stick to. Sometimes I can do them. I go through spurts of being able to do them. And sometimes I get out of habit. Anyway, we're all human. We all have habits and things that we are easier for us to stick to and ones that are harder. So what are the harder ones? And then the second part of that question, what I want you to think about is what type of reward would actually make doing that behavior feel worth it. Okay, so I want you to problem solve. Try to figure out something new that maybe you haven't tried before that will help you stick to that behavior and do the discipline to stick to doing that new habit. Okay. All right, our third question. How can we in our household, in our family, reward effort and consistency, not just performance and results? So sometimes when you do the new behavior, the new habit that you're trying to build, you might not be successful at it, but we still want to reinforce the doing of it because in the long run, that's really what's going to help you. Okay. So talk amongst yourselves. How can you make sure that you're also rewarding just the effort and the consistency of showing up and doing it? Not just was it successful or not? Okay. Our fourth question today is really focusing on thinking through what actually motivates you. And so one of the key strategies that we're talking about today is this idea of tracking your habits and building streaks. What I want you to think about is, would that be more motivating for you than some sort of physical reward, and why? And a physical reward would be like something tangible, like you get a cookie. Every time you do this behavior, you get a cookie, right? Or you get a insert Skittles or something like that. Okay. Think through that. What would it be more motivating? If so, why? If not, why? Again, what we're trying to do is help you learn a little bit about what drives you and what pushes you so that you can leverage that knowledge to help you engage in behaviors that are more effective for you moving forward, whether that's as a student, as an athlete, as a human, okay? Things like going to bed early and eating well, those types of things, okay? So remember to keep that conversation rolling and let's make those car rides count. Thank you again for joining me on Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. If you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it with somebody in your network, rather that's fellow parent or coach with an athlete. Yeah, sure. Why not? If you are looking for more weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversations that help you or your athlete stay confident, calm, and clutch, please consider subscribing to my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And if you have suggestions for new topics, something that you'd like to go over to hear me talking about in these episodes, please let me know. They're in the show notes, there's a link to contact me directly, or you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at vealstoncoaching.com. You can DM me there. Again, essentially, this podcast is designed for you and your kids who are trying to navigate the youth sports landscape. I'm trying to create content that actually helps you build your confidence, your calm, your clutchness, and your character. All right, y'all. Hope you have an amazing week. See you next time.